South Park slams China again, mocks President Tsai, rips Harvey Weinstein. By Warner Todd Houston on November 1, 2019. Comedy Central satire show South Park is at it again, taking shots at the communist Chinese government and ripping disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein to top it off. Wednesday's episode began with Randy sporting a mask of Chinese President Xi Jinping during the opening credits. But later in the episode, Randy called the police to report that he'd been raped by Harvey Weinstein. This latest jab at the Chinese government comes weeks after the long-lived show's 300th episode that ended up getting the show banned in China with its episode suitably entitled, Banned in China. The episode featured a rock band fronted by the South Park kids hitting the big time and being hired for a biopicture produced by Chinese filmmakers. But through the course of the episode, Chinese censors began chipping away at what the kids want to say until they get fed up and quit their participation in the movie. At one point, Randy Marsh exclaims "Fuck the Chinese government." The episode ended up getting South Park banned in China just as producers Trey Parker and Matt Stone likely expected. After the Chinese pulled the episode and removed the series from the Chinese internet, Parker and Stone jumped to social media to offer a mock apology to the Chinese oppressors. Like the NBA, the faux apology began, "We welcome the Chinese censors into our homes and into our hearts. We, too, love money more than freedom and democracy. Xi doesn't look just like Winnie the Pooh at all." Tune into our 300th episode this Wednesday at 10. Long live the Great Communist Party of China. May this autumn sorghum harvest be bountiful. We good now, China? Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter, facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.